Stop 5. Writer Emma Dabbery discusses the gamer goose. Please note, the object described in this track has racist content.
Hello, my name is Emma Dabbery. I'm a writer and have also worked as an exhibition consultant for The Cult of Beauty. I helped to co-curate and interpret this section looking at the relationships between race and the ideals of beauty. We wanted to disrupt the idea both that whiteness has always been associated with beauty and that whiteness, as central to notions of beauty, is purely a colonial European concept. There are three objects in this section. Standing in a glass case to the left-hand side, you'll find two figures side by side known as the Oxa goddess. These are replicas of the original, which was found in Oxa in France, but is thought to have come from Crete. Each is a cast of the same miniature female figure, one rendered in plain grey plaster and the other restored version brightly painted. In the next case, to the right of the Oxa goddess statues, is a black and white engraving on paper measuring around 40 by 50 centimetres. The engraving shows a board game from late 17th century France called the Game of Goose. The final object in this trio is a reproduction of a Chinese medicinal recipe book from 500 BC. With a brightly coloured illustration detailing pearl powder skin lightening and whitening processes. The fact that this publication predates Western influence, and indeed the introduction of Western notions of race, suggests that this particular form of whitening is not about a racialized hierarchy of beauty. Rather, it reflects the association of lightness with social status and wealth in Chinese culture. However, there is no escaping the fact that many of the hierarchies of complexion that one witnesses today are the consequence of colonization and racist Western beauty norms. To return to the game of goose in the middle of the three objects, described as the granddaddy of all commercial board games, it is a simple race game similar to snakes and ladders. Additions vary in design, but elements in common include a spiral track comprising numbered squares, some of which are hazard squares, spaced along the route. This version is titled Nations of the World. The squares take us down the Americas, then to Africa, and via Turkey and Persia, to India, China, and across to Europe, to the winning square, which is unsurprisingly France. Each square pictures figures, usually a man and a woman, in what the artist imagines to be their national costume, standing in front of a representative city or landscape, with a description written in French of the nation's characteristics, using language reflective of the time. In this fun, family French game, we see that the most primitive people, listed as the lowest rung of humanity, are not necessarily the darkest people, but the people whose land the French just happened to be in the process of appropriating. This board was produced at a time when the French colonizing project was fully underway in North America. Here we start to see early forms of propaganda disseminating the idea that Europeans are the natural masters of the world, created by God to liberate the lazy, idle, savage natives from the tyranny of barbarism that was allegedly their natural condition. The first square represents the Americas and shows a figure dressed in skins holding a skull and standing in a coastal landscape. The text tells us Americans, in general, are of little heart, except for certain tribes, idolaters and savages for the most part, living only on fish and wild beasts. They go completely unclothed, painting their skin with the juice of certain roots. Coincidentally, the French just happen to be at the apex, with the inscription on their square in the centre of the spiral reading, "The French are of an advantageous size, with beautiful heads and of good appearance. The women are charming, both in body and in spirit, often changing their fashions one with another and magnificent in their festivals, faithful to their king, courteous to foreigners, and very Catholic." I also find it interesting that in this version of the board game, Africans are represented midway along the ladder around stop 15. At this stage, it appears, descriptions of Africans are often far more favourable than they will become when the economies of the Western nations become dependent on the slave trade, and as such, the justification of the trade begins to require more brutal dehumanisation of those being kidnapped, sold, and held in bondage.
End of stop 5. The next track is stop 6. Writer Emma Dabbery on racialised whiteness. Just follow the tactile floor line to the next grey square.